I don't know if you noticed, the president was impeached again. Stephen Colbert said, makes sense. The president loves having seconds. Colbert, I feel like I just took down my decorations from the last impeachment. Seth, twice? Man, this guy's hard to get rid of. He's like a red wine stain on a white rug. We're going to just have to get rid of the whole rug. Fallon, and like always, the sequel was a lot worse than the original. Fallon, I know a lot of people are wondering, will I be able to follow the second impeachment if I miss the first? Yeah, same character, different plots. Seth, that's right. President Trump was impeached for a second time, or according to Fox News, fun rainy day crafts to do with your grandkids. Kimmel, I wonder if he's tired of all the winning yet. Seth, it's almost like he's tanking the season so he can get the number one pick in the jailhouse fantasy draft. Corden, two impeachments, and just like Trump's sons, the second one is the most embarrassing. Corden, I hope Trump supporters don't suddenly become angry and volatile about this. Corden, it's official. Mitch McConnell has turned his back on Trump, which means someone should probably help him, because usually when Mitch McConnell flips on his back, it's hard for him to get back up on the right side again. Fallon, well, it took 4 years, but Trump finally figured out a way to unite Republicans and Democrats. Fallon, yep, 10 Republicans finally broke away from the president. Trump was so mad, he started typing angry tweets about them on a calculator. Kimmel, McConnell is reported to be happy that the impeachment is happening because he thinks it'd be a good way for Republicans to get Trump out of their hair pieces. Colbert, reportedly, McConnell's told associates in private that he believes the president committed impeachable offenses and is leaning towards convicting him. It will be all in his memoir, Leaning Towards Courage. Corden, now this all seems promising, I know, but watch out, because there's actually nothing more disturbing than the sight of a pleased Mitch McConnell. And Colbert, McConnell's apparent support for impeachment gives cover for others, meaning a dozen Republican senators and possibly more could ultimately vote to convict the president. Yeah, at least a dozen and possibly more if there's a sale at Bob's Spine Barn. So you know who's missing? And I'm a big fan of this guy. Trevor Noah. Hey, Daily Show, where are you, man? Like, I get you had a scheduled vacation, but I've been working in broadcasting since 1992. And one thing I learned, and one thing I always tell my staffers is, you know what? Sometimes you gotta work. You're the Daily Show. There was an insurrection. There was an impeachment. You're taking 2 weeks off? Go to work. Stretch out the summer vacation when nothing's going on. I know it sucks. I know you have plans. But come on, guys. You're really missing out on this one. I've got a one-sentence story for you. I don't know what to do with it, so I'll just read it. From the New York Post. Elon Musk created a ruckus early Wednesday by cryptically posting the phrase, legalize comedy, on Twitter. Legalize comedy. I wonder what that means. From Deadline, Nicole Byer and J.B. Smoove are teaming up with Conan O'Brien in a series of podcast deals. Conan is beefing it up. They've acquired Byer's Why Won't You Date Me podcast. That show's been around since 2017, and it moves to Conan's network today. From Variety, NBC has ordered the single-camera comedies Grand Crew and American Auto. They were ordered to pilot last year, but, you know, pandemic and stuff. American Auto stars Anna Gasteyer and a bunch of other people. The series is set at the headquarters of a major American automotive company in Detroit, where a floundering group of executives try to discover the company identity amidst a rapidly changing industry. We might have to just cancel that right now. Does that sound fun? Canceled. Grand Crew stars a bunch of people, including Nicole Byer, and it's about a group of black friends who unpack the ups and downs of life and love at a wine bar. Some Brooklyn Nine-Nine people are behind that one. All right, that sounds promising. From the New York Times, Governor Cuomo said the state would begin a public-private partnership to offer a series of statewide pop-up concerts featuring artists such as Amy Schumer, Chris Rock, Renee Fleming, and Hugh Jackman. This is a pilot program to explore how socially distant performances might be held safely in flexible venues whose seating is not fixed. The governor said that the state could not wait until summer when more people are vaccinated to bring back performances. Yo, Mr. Governor, that's what the comedy clubs have been screaming at you about for like 6 months since last summer. This next story makes me sad. From DCist, Capital Steps, the popular satirical performance group known for putting the mock in democracy, announced it will be shutting down this year. I know these guys from my days of programming comedy stations at SiriusXM. They do like funny musical things about, you know, political stuff. Capital C-A-P-I-T-O-L Steps, you know, DC kind of humor. I like it. Via Twitter, they said, like many in the entertainment business, we simply weren't built to survive going a year or more without live performances. That sucks. Okay, this next sentence here, this is my fourth take saying it. Wait till you hear all the S's back to back to back to back. Let's try this again. If I stumble this time, I'm leaving it in because I told you what happened here. Ready? The Capitol steps started in 1981 when a group of Senate staffers staged a satirical performance at a congressional office party. I made it through that time. Whew. Mark Eaton is a manager with Capitol Steps. He said, who would have dreamed that a Senate office Christmas party 39 years ago, much like everything else in D.C., could have spun painfully out of control and given us a livelihood for all these years and given some folks a lot of laughs. We appreciate everybody that ever came to a show, bought a ticket, or the corporations and the associations that hired us over the years. All those folks were very integral to our success. This sucks. I mean, this is really the pandemic killing something that was successful. That's just, ugh. Eaton says, it's just something we can't plan. We don't want to make any plans for an uncertainty. We're not saying a resurrection isn't impossible, but it's definitely a long shot. That sucks. From Insider, Kevin James, TV show on Netflix. You're going to watch. Netflix is going to put up a big picture of Kevin James. You're going to be like, I'll click on that. It's called The Crew. It's a NASCAR sitcom. Kevin James says the setup is we're at each other's throats, but we also need each other, which is a great place to be for comedy. He stars as Kevin Gibson, the old school crew chief for the middle of the pack number 74 Chevy. And what's interesting is NASCAR's Reed Sorensen drove the fake steak number 74 in two races last summer just so the series would have footage of it live in action. That's pretty cool. The plot of this whole Kevin James thing is when the team's owner retires, his Stanford-educated daughter, Catherine, takes the reins and looks to modernize the operation. Used to be all the crew chiefs were people who grew up racing and building cars. Now it's engineers and people who know computers. We're at a point where experience doesn't matter as much as knowledge. The argument I want to make is that it's both, says one of the showrunners. The drama? Accident-prone driver Jake, who runs more on intuition than intellect, has to fight to keep a seat in the premiere, and the team's longtime barbecue sponsor will eventually be replaced by the fictitious fake steak. This is coming to Netflix. Kevin James stars in The Crew. You'll watch. Nate Bargatze is looking forward to the future of comedy. He said, I think it's going to be good, man. This was talking to the Interrobang. And he said, I think comedy thrives when times are tough and people are going to want to get out. They want to laugh, and it's going to be comedy because people want to laugh more than just get lectured at. And that is your daily comedy news for today. You can follow the podcast on Spotify, subscribe on Apple Podcast or Overcast, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.